Sligo is unique in a lot of ways. It has a wonderful tradition of Irish traditional music, one of the foremost counties in the country. So when they host something like Flagshall there, you can take it for granted straight away. It's going to be an outstanding success. And it was that in partnership with Sligo County Council as well. So when the minister opens the, Minister Catherine Martin will open the Congress on the Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. I think it'll be against the background of the outstanding flags which were held here, because people far and wide, and they came here from all over the world to Sligo to experience and savour the music of Sligo, knowing that the people of Sligo would embrace it so well, which they did, and open their doors and their hearts. And I always think that Sligo in the history of the Flagshall will be up there near the top.
And Lara Ross, you mentioned the Flagshall, and as we all know, we saw it taking place in Sligo just under 10 years ago now. Is there any chance we could see it returning to Sligo in the near future?
Oh, I have no doubt, but they'll join the queue. Like, it's in Wexford again next year, and then Belfast are in the queue probably for the next 2 years. But after that, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Sligo took an interest again in coming forward. And I know that there would be many, many people here and throughout the world would love to come back to Sligo for this big event. Because when you look at the FLA today, for instance, it generated over 60 million for the economy. So it's now one of the big cultural events in the world. Sligo, well positioned to host that again.